Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe, good morning.
Well, with that music underneath there, I got goosebumps already this morning. Wow.
Yeah. That was one of the big highlights of the game, the game two with the Brewers, where Pirates were down, and then you thought, oh, boy, and then they came battling back. So 2-4 in the early season as they're in Chicago tonight. And how was your first week of being back at calling baseball games?
It was, I think, equally exhilarating and dizzying. Exhilarating because baseball is back. I think there's nothing better for the baseball fan, and of course we're baseball fans, to have the game back, to have it on the radio, to have it on our TVs when we're sitting at home. And it's not the same, obviously, to not have fans in the park, but we're very, very lucky to be there. So at least we can bring it to everybody, and I know how important that is to so many people, and so that's been great and dizzying in the sense that you know, there's been a lot that's taken place in the game of baseball a week into the season. Even rule changes, perhaps, on the fly, we're hearing about. But also the team itself, the Pirates are a younger team. We could see them. They were down four runs in that seventh inning. They came back to tie, and then Frazier's home run in the eighth. So, but they've also squandered some leads, too. So I think there's going to be a roller coaster kind of Pirate season coming up. If the first week has anything to say about it.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, they got their sea legs under them now. It's been a little odd to get started, but they're started now. 1 week into the season, as Larry mentioned, or 10% of the season is over already. You know, they had an issue with the bullpen, issue with the bats the last game, but that's behind them now. They now move on for an NL Central fight in Chicago this weekend. Can they put the distractions of the COVID talk and the disruption to the schedule and the rule changes, can they put that all behind them and just focus on the games?
Well, I think they can. I think they have been, you know, and, you know, let me also say that, you know, this week, the Pirates could find themselves in first place. Everything's very tight. And they don't need to be in first place to make the playoffs. They could be in second place and make the playoffs. All the second place teams will make the playoffs this year. And some third place teams, two in each league, will make the playoffs this year. You basically have to come in around 500, meaning wins and losses about even. It doesn't even have to. You could still lose more games than you win and still make the playoffs this year. So the Pirates just got to hang around. They're doing that. They've certainly got the talent to do that. So I think whenever we watch something on TV, we don't watch something because we know what's going to happen. We watch it because we don't know what's going to happen, and we want to be entertained. I think this is going to be a very, very entertaining team this year.
We're with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. Curious on the road games like you will this weekend. I know at home you're at PNC Park, and you've now got a chance to do the remote thing. I got to tell you, Joe, on the radio, you really can't tell the difference with the crowd noise and all that, but you forget, and it just sounds terrific. And I also got to tell you, there's something magical about sitting back on the deck with the Pirates game playing on the fan and just hearing that. I mean, it just makes you feel better at a time when we all need a little bit of release and distraction.
Larry, I think you're right on. And it is a privilege to be able to do that. And I'm very aware of that because I put myself in those same shoes. I wish a month ago that I could have turned on the radio and just listened to a ball game. So that's the thought that I'm bringing because, yeah, there are a lot of things going on, even in baseball, of course, in our world, but in baseball too. And I'm not going to eliminate those things, but I try to pick my spots. I just want to bring you the ball game. That's what we're trying to do, me and whoever I'm working with. Let's talk some ball. Let's tell you what's going on in the ball game and give you that release, that distraction, that entertainment to just enjoy a ball game. Especially, it's much easier to do on the radio. You're not seeing the masks. You know, you're not seeing the empty seats because it does sound like a regular ball game. They're doing such a fantastic job in all these ballparks to simulate the crowd sound. So I think really on radio, especially, you can feel like everything is just the way that it always has been. And I think for a lot of people, including me, I know for sure that we need that.
Yeah, and you know what? We're talking about radio versus TV. The TV side to me is just as exciting as well because they're doing a great job. I mean, yeah, you see a few empty seats every once in a while, but that happens throughout games throughout the season anyway. So it's just a good.
Yeah, we're all big boys. We get it.
I mean,
we're all happy to
well,
have it.
We get sucked in.
But I want to ask you the part that is distracting to everybody. And again, this is for everybody on the planet on a daily basis. The COVID talk permeates a lot of conversations, and unfortunately, early in, we find out the Miami Marlins have an issue with team members and staff, and then now we're looking at Philadelphia, so you kind of see that as a gray cloud over your shoulder. But baseball is already talking about how they might address making up games, right, Joe?
Yeah, so there's a report that we're seeing, I haven't got any official word yet, but that they might have the doubleheaders be seven innings each. And when I worked in the minor leagues, that's how they were. And, you know, you know that everyone knows the game's seven innings when it starts. It's not like it changes mid-game, so you can adjust your strategy. And now that starting pitchers often, you know, pitch into the sixth or so, and that's it, then you could conceivably bring on your best reliever, and you got a two-pitcher game, and that's that. So, you know, there are, when I said dizzying earlier, this is what I'm talking about, all the changes that are taking place in baseball. But I think baseball is doing a fantastic job in the players of being so resilient and willing to change and willing to just try to figure this out and make it as good as it can be in this situation, because it is a unique situation. And I think they're doing, you know, both sides are doing a fantastic job of adjusting on the fly, and we'll continue to do so. So we have baseball every night.
We'll be listening. Chicago Cubs and the Pirates at Wrigley Field this weekend. Joe Block, we'll talk to you next Friday, partner. Have a great weekend.
All right, that sounds great, guys. Thanks again.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.